So my first question for you is, would you mind telling me how you initially came up with the idea for something you said last night?
Yeah, so I think in tone and style and subject matter, something you said last night is similar to my short for Nonna Anna, which is about a trans woman and her relationship with her Italian grandmother. Something you said last night, however, is about a trans woman and her relationship with her family. But where I think both films kind of align is that these films are not about transition. They're not about coming out. They're not about, the family accepting this trans woman. Really, both characters are seen as intrinsic members of their families, their sisters, their daughters, their granddaughters first, and trans women second. And that was really like the spark, I think, for the feature. In terms of like the image that started it all, I would say it was, this image of Ren and Sienna sharing a bed together, and Ren being on her phone. And I don't know, it just popped into my brain one day, and I was like, I've never seen that before. I've never seen a trans woman and her sister just like sharing a bed together and doing something as banal as like annoying each other with one of them being on their iPhone.
I see. And when you were doing the research for writing the script, were you looking at any other movies about transgender people, or was this mostly just an original creation for you?
I mean, I think there's always touchstones around and kind of like in the ether. Like for me, there's not too much trans cinema right now. We're still kind of like very much in the vanguard of making work, and kind of we're in the early days still. But there are a couple of films. Like there is By Hook or By Crook by Silas Howard, which came out in the early 2000s, and I would say it was like one of the first films that I know of where it's about a trans person, a trans man, but it's not about him being trans. It's really about his day-to-day life. And so that was kind of like a keystone for me in terms of the subject matter. But then otherwise, I would say that, yeah, something you said last night was really inspired by like my experiences, and both my experiences like living in this world as a human, but also my experience of being frustrated and just like not seeing myself portrayed in the way that I would love to see myself portrayed. So it really came from a place of I don't know, filling a hole in the film industry, or attempting to, at least.
Okay, and you mentioned that this was sort of a similar idea to the short film you made for Nonna Anna. I was wondering if you could tell me, were there any sort of challenges on your part from moving into like making a short film to making a feature film? And if so, how did you overcome those?
Oh, the challenges. Yeah, I mean, going from a short to a feature, no one can really prepare you for it, because you're going from, having a 3 to maybe 4 day shoot, all of a sudden for us it was 19 days, which is short but still quite long compared to 3 or 4 days. And yeah, the only way to really know how to handle it is to go through it. And I did find the first couple days really challenging, because with a short, things go wrong, but it's only 3 or 4 days and you can be upset about it and then it's over. With a feature, it's like things go wrong, but you have to keep going. It really is a marathon. And so by day 3 or day 4, I think I got to the point where I had been upset. I had had enough breakdowns, and I was like, we can't keep going like this. And so I had to come up with some kind of system in my brain where, I kind of came up with this game, this competition between like myself and the crew on one side versus bad luck on the other side. And so every morning I'd wake up and I'd be like, okay, bad luck, what do you have for us today? What do you have in store for us today? So it wasn't such a surprise or a shock when something bad happened. It was kind of like, okay, this is expected and we're going to get through it, because we will. And then I think hand in hand with that, it's kind of the lesson of just like leaning into what the universe offers you. There's a scene in the film where it takes place in a parking lot at night, and it was written to be hot and sticky and sweaty. And what we got was this torrential downpour, and we were not ready for it. We were not prepared for it. And there was no way to not shoot in the rain. And so that's the scene that we got. And at the time, everyone was like, this is a disaster. But now looking back on it, I'm like, oh, this is a blessing. Like the scene works so well with the rain. It's creepy and it's scary, and it adds this like heightened element of just like fear. And it's something we would never would have had the budget to pull off, but the universe offered it to us, and now I can't imagine the scene without it.
That was actually my favorite scene in the film. It was really
That's really funny.
My next question for you is, I was wondering if you could tell me about the experience of working with Carmen Madonia, who played Ren in this film.
Yeah, Carmen is incredible in this film, and with no prior acting experience, we decided not to do like the traditional audition setup when we were looking for her character, Renata. We instead ran acting workshops, and we ran them like drama classes where we invited different girls from the community to come in and like take a drama class with us, basically. And after I'd done a couple of those, there were a couple of girls that I started working with one-on-one, but no one that I was really like, oh, she's not perfect for Ren. And then one day a friend of mine came home from work, and she was like, this girl came into my store, she's incredible, I think this is like your Ren. And so I reached out to Carmen, I sent her like a scene from the film. I didn't really give her any context about the scene or the film, and she came in and she just like read it kind of as a cold read, and just like from the first moment she opened her mouth, I was like, oh my God, this is the girl, this is it. She just like knew all of the nuances and the intricacies and the subtleties of the scene. Like she just like, I don't know how, but she just like knew. And you know, even from the moment that she walked in the room, the first question out of her mouth was like, is it, do you want me to pronounce it like Nona, or do you want me to pronounce it Nonna? And to me, I was like, the fact that you know the difference between the two of those is perfect. So then from there, we worked together for about a year and a half on the character with the help of this acting coach, Vivian Endicott Douglas. And we basically, they would work on a scene for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then at the end of those 2 or 3 weeks, I would come in and adjust the scene slightly. And that gave both Carmen the chance to kind of like explore the character and get really like comfortable with it. But it also gave me the chance to like pick up on different cues and different takes that Carmen had and write those into the character. So for example, in the film, Renata is a vapor, and that was never originally in the script, but I saw that Ren or Carmen always had this damn vape with her, and I was just like, okay, this is something we can use. And now, you know, I can't imagine Renata not being a vapor because it works so well.
All right, and would you mind telling me how did it feel to win the Changemaker Award at TIFF last year?
It felt really good. I mean, you know, it's a really special award to me, I think, just because it comes from the youth, it comes from the next generation, and to be seen by them, and to be honored with this award, just it means a lot. They have a very particular sensibility, they have a very particular style. I don't know. They know who they are, and they know what they want, this next generation. And to kind of have something you said last night be seen by them and be honored by them in this way is like a very, I feel very privileged and happy to be seen and honored by them.
Okay, and my final question for you, Louise, is do you have any other upcoming projects that you're working on?
Yes, I do have a couple upcoming projects. They're still kind of like, you know, percolating. They're still kind of like nuggets and kind of like exploring what those projects will be to their full extent. But I think what has made itself clear is that I'm going to continue to tell stories about family and the dynamics of family. I think that those stories are, there's so much there to be explored, and they're so rich. And yeah, I'm very excited to keep going and keep telling these stories, and very blessed to be to have the support I have. I was part of the TIFF Writers Studio back in March, and now the Chanel Writers Network. And I don't know, I am very very happy and blessed to, you know, be able to continue to write and create work and do that to support myself. It's a privilege, and yeah, I feel very honored.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me, Louise. I really appreciate this. And I'm very excited to see whatever you've got coming out next.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. We'll see.